This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. Here's your market focus daily closing bell update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. Asian stocks fell today following a sell-off on Wall Street overnight. Stocks in Hong Kong, Australia, Korea, and Singapore were all in the red. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell nearly 2% to a three-week low today, marking its worst week since December 2022. Chip sector shares were among the biggest decliners, with Tokyo Electron dropping 5.6% and Advantus down 4.85%. Meanwhile, oil prices climbed past $91 a barrel, the highest level since October, due to escalating tensions in the Middle East. This week, Iran threatened retaliation after Israel made a deadly strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria, stoking fears of a wider regional conflict. Oil has gained 18% this year amid geopolitical tensions, as well as OPEC's supply restrictions and healthy demand. In Singapore, short interest levels of offshore company Seatrium have increased. A report from S&P Global Market Intelligence said the company was the second most shorted stock on the Singapore Exchange for the week ended Wednesday. In the past 6 months, the counter's price has fallen from 12 Singapore cents to 8 cents, and short interest has risen by almost 40 times to about 4.4 billion shares on loan currently. That's it for today. For more business news and market updates, visit bt.sg.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.